It's Brooks and Dunn on 93.7 The Dude. Good Tuesday morning, 9:10. I'm Linda Wild, and you know, one of the best parts of my job, I love this job, is that I get to meet and know the people behind the businesses and the events that we have here in the Port City, and we get to bring them a little closer to you with our Local Voices Spotlight. It's brought to you by our friends at Excite Credit Union, the community's credit union and leader in local business and banking solutions. And we are so excited to welcome into the studio Sunny Gerhardt and Lauren Ivy from the brand new Olivero restaurant. Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
A little tired still this morning?
Still a little bit.
A little bit tired.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like this is pretty early for people in the restaurant business.
Yeah, well, we're going to do our best to match your energy. So.
I do get excited. You know, I've been up since about 4 o'clock, so I'm, you know, probably like the middle of my day. I'm ready and raring to go.
Well, I've only had my first cup of coffee, so I need at least two or three to get going.
Well, we are very excited to have you in the studio because, one, I love when new businesses start, and two, I love to talk about food. So tell anybody who has not heard about you yet, what exactly is Olivero?
So Olivero is a new restaurant located on the corner of 3rd Street and Castle Street, downtown Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
We do handmade pastas, all from scratch. We have a wood-fired grill, so kind of Italian-Spanish flavors with a little bit of New Orleans influence because that's where all my family's from. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
I love that. I was looking at some of the items on your menu because, you know, I love food. But I was looking at the, make sure I don't forget it, the Campanelle and the Muffledine. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Now, you were telling me about it because I pointed at the picture and you were telling me about some of the ways that you make it. And you were saying it's like squiggly on the end, which, you know, that kind of visual appeals to me.
Yeah. So the Muffledine is kind of like if you look at a store-bought, like a dried sheet of lasagna.
Right.
And it has the squiggly edges on both sides. So this is essentially the same thing, except it's like a quarter of an inch wide. So it's pretty much squiggly on both sides. Most of it's pretty squiggly, but it's... it's really nice. We make all of our pasta there. We have a pasta extruder and a sheeter, so we make everything by hand.
What's a pasta extruder?
So most of your like dried pastas come out, so it's anything that has a shape that's not rolled and cut. So like your Campanelle and your Muffledine, it basically mixes the dough in this machine, and then it's like a really dry dough with water and semolina, and then it forces it through with like a die and cutter, and it forces it through this brass thing and it comes out whatever shape it is and then you cut it.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to watch.
That is so cool. Now, how long have you both been involved in the restaurant business?
Myself, probably almost 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Probably about 16 years or so.
Now, how did you guys get started?
Well, I started when I was in college working in a wine shop and then ended up working at a winery in California for a little bit. And that's sort of how I got interested and introduced into sort of food and wine. And then I ended up going to culinary school in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
Kind of going from there.
That's very exciting. What about you, Lauren?
I made a career change in my late 20s after college. And decided that I was more interested in food than anything else that I was doing and went to culinary school as well.
That is so cool because I've been very blunt on the air before where I don't have the genes that you guys have where you can look at something and taste it and go, oh, it needs a little bit of sugar. It needs this spice. Or I don't have that. I think my mom has those genes and it skipped me and went to my son. So anybody that can do that, I am in complete awe of you.
Well, it takes a really long time and a lot of training and hard work to get there. So kudos to your mother for sure.
Well, and I think it truly is a labor of love because if you didn't love it, you wouldn't want to keep doing it.
I think yes and no. You know, if you want to do it well and you really care about it, I think yes. Some people it can be just a job. But for us, like, you know, I love the hospitality. I love the craftsmanship of working in a kitchen and making things by hand. You know, that's why one of the main reasons why we wanted to do Olivero was all the handmade pasta and really kind of getting your hands dirty and making things from scratch and building things. You know, I'm not good at like tools and carpentry and things like that, but you know, working with food is very, very similar, but different.
So. It's a true art. It really is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask you guys to hang out for a little bit longer. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back. We are talking to Sunny Gerhart and Lauren Ivey from the brand new Olivero restaurant. It's part of our Local Voices interview on The Dude. It's Thomas Rhett on 93.7, The Dude. 9:34, Tuesday morning. I'm Linda Wild, and we are hanging out this morning with Sunny Gerhart and Lauren Ivey from Olivero Restaurant. Brand new, beautiful restaurant. 522 South 3rd Street. It is right there at the corner of 3rd and Castle. Beautiful restaurant. We've been learning about all the food that you guys got going on, but you both had said that you've got a history in, you know, the wine industry and in the service industry and restaurants, and you actually have another restaurant that you do in Raleigh.
I do. A place called St. Rock Oyster Bar, right downtown Raleigh. So we've been there about 6 years. Yeah, New Orleans influence, lots of oysters. Tons of North Carolina oysters. We typically have 14 different varieties of oysters on the board.
Wow.
Or like 10 to 14. Most of them are from North Carolina. Most of them are small growers, independent growers that we've cultivated relationships with over the last 6-7 years. So we do have a few West Coast, just to throw a little curveball to some folks. But, you know, highlighting oysters and seafood, handmade sausages and things like that. So, yeah, it's a fun place to be if you're downtown Raleigh.
So you decided to expand here because I know you mentioned off the mic that you like to surf. So you're like, I can do a restaurant at the beach as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, looking for a place, but, you know, the restaurant, the space that we found at 3rd and Castle, really, I wasn't looking for a space. I thought it would be cool, but, you know, we found the right space. It really spoke to what we wanted to do. And so we feel very fortunate to kind of, that space has been empty for 25 years at least, so it's just been sitting empty. So it's really nice to see the whole process and watch the building come alive to, like, literally being an empty shell with, you know, dirt and concrete floors and empty, no walls, to being like a really beautiful, thoughtfully manicured restaurant. You know, is really nice. So
I mean, I have to imagine that that would be such an incredible feeling to build a business literally from the ground up, you know, with fixing up the building that you're in, but then creating the menu and putting this all together. What makes you specifically different from the other businesses and restaurants in our area?
I don't think anything makes me different. I think small business in general is very difficult no matter what you do. I feel incredibly fortunate to be able to build a restaurant, to be in the position to build a restaurant from the scratch. And, like, really, you know, I've been working on this for over 2 years. So thinking about the space and designing the space and working with the architects and the contractors here, who are amazing old school rebuilders, shout out, they're awesome. just incredibly thoughtful and really helped through this process. But, you know, to be able to, like, have an idea and really thoughtfully develop it and work with great people to sort of help that, you know, like, I'm good at a lot of things and I'm really bad at a lot of other things. So, but having great people working with me, like Lauren, you know, running the kitchen, being the chef, and, you know, again, working with the contractors and the architects and, you know, my team in Raleigh, that's really amazing. You know, it's really about, I don't know if anything makes us different, but, you know, like I said, all small business is hard and people work hard. But it's really how you treat your people and how you surround yourself with people that help you craft your vision or really bring it to life that is kind of important. But at the end of the day, we're just having fun and trying to, like, do rad food and give great hospitality and do something that we truly care about and believe in. So,
I mean, and that's pretty amazing because it feels like you're trying to build an incredible atmosphere, not only for your guests coming in with the food and the drinks and the building itself, but for the people that you work with, because you're talking very passionately about making sure that you're working with good people and taking care of people. And that comes through, and that's really important.
And I think it's the most important thing. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I can't do everything, you know, and you have to rely on people and you have to treat them with respect and pay them well and try and make it work. You know, my job is to figure out how to pay the bills, you know, and to kind of get people to do what I need them to do and kind of work together so that we can all, you know, you have to have people that buy into what you're trying to do.
Your
and,
culture.
And believe in
yes.
it. And those things are important, you know. So, and trying to have fun and, you know, but at the end of the day, it is a business. It is difficult, you know. But if you don't care about it and you don't believe in it, then, you know, there are a lot easier ways to make a living than opening up restaurants for sure.
Right. So on that note, what is the best part of your job? What's the most rewarding part?
Oh, I don't know. What's your?
She's like, I know this one. I got it.
I think, you know, one of the things that really excites me is being able to train the staff and see them get excited about learning new things. I think a lot of the kitchen staff that we've brought on have been really excited to work with homemade pastas, and it's not something that they've necessarily had experience in or working with wood fire. So being able to train them on new things and watch people get excited to learn new stuff is really fantastic. So, you know, the more that we roll on and continue and have opportunities to do that, I think is super exciting for everybody. I also love watching guests get excited about trying food and eating food and trying the cocktails, wine, whatever it is. Like, it's awesome being in the open kitchen so you can actually look out and see people, you know, react to things that they're eating and drinking. So that's been super fun, too.
Have you ever had anybody, like, wave and go, thank you? Because that would be me. I would be that dork that
would
wave.
Lots of people come up to the counter. We actually have 8 seats along the kitchen counter, so people can sit right there and interact. They love interacting with whoever's working the grill, and, you know, tons of people coming up and congratulating Sunny and saying hi and talking to the staff and asking questions. So we love that.
I love that. That is so great. You guys are creating such a special thing there. And I am going to share all of this over on our Facebook page so everybody can find out more about you. And I had asked you off mic, but I want to clarify, you take mostly reservations, but people can go ahead and walk in as well.
We do have some walk-in space, you know, but that's going to really depend on how busy we are.
Right.
We always try and have a couple tables, but, you know, we are pretty busy, thankfully, so far. Hopefully we'll stay that way. But, yeah, I mean, we always want to have some room for walk-ins. I mean, we're in a neighborhood. I don't think we're what most people would consider a neighborhood restaurant necessarily, but I think being a part of the neighborhood and being, you know, a part of the community is important, and I think having those kind of walk-in spaces is nice. But at the end of the day, like, we also are a business. Like, we need, if someone comes in, we need to seat them. If they want to make a reservation, you know, we need to have a table for them, you know, so.
Yes, totally makes sense. And I, you know, it's a beautiful location. I'm excited to come out and try you guys. Again, you are right there at 522 South 3rd Street, corner of 3rd and Castle. It is Olivero. You guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys so much. It is Sunny Gerhart and Lauren Ivy from the brand new Olivero restaurant. Again, I'll post all their information on our Facebook page at Gotta Love the Dude. It's all part of our Local Voices Spotlight brought to you by Excite Credit Union, the community's credit union and leader in local business and banking solutions.